Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And welcome in on a Wednesday. Nice to have you. We've got a lot to get into. Big day, both terrestrially and digitally. Of course, Always Aggravated, new episode drops today. We interview Bar Rescue's John Taffer. We see how Roberto's kids are going to bankrupt him at Christmas. Do a little NFL power rank. You can get that on radio.com, iTunes, anywhere your podcast, anywhere you call home for podcasts. But please, as always, download it, subscribe it, rate it, review it. We got a lot of good stuff planned on it. I can't wait for our Christmas special we were talking about pre-show. I won't share those details now, but really, really nice response by you guys with the podcast. So we want to grow it and eventually start doing two of them a week for you, but we got to grow. So right here, right now on this Wednesday, I've got some Matt Patricia stuff. Don't want to start there, though. I'm going to start somewhere that is probably, might not be the best choice, but I'm selfish and I'm going to do it. Because I can at any point in the day get to Chris Carter and the Harbaugh stuff. And you know my thoughts on it. But I want to start with something. I was listening to Tony Ortiz do his update. And the Pistons are in Milwaukee. And, you know, the Bucks are one of those teams in one of those cities you generally wouldn't pay attention to. But with Giannis, or whether you want to call him Alphabet Soup or Greek Freak, Milwaukee's become must-see TV. And Giannis has become a must-see player. And it's kind of interesting. You know, we talk all the time about, oh, I got to watch this game or I got to do this. It's very rare where a player becomes a must-watch or a player becomes a guy that you pay to see when he comes to your town. And I was thinking about, like, LeBron James is still that guy. And he's been around long enough that most people who've wanted to see him play have seen him play. You know, Kobe Bryant was that kind of guy. But great players like Tim Duncan were not. Right here, right now, like if you look at basketball, if you look at hockey, if you look at football, baseball, how many guys are there that fit that classification? Like baseball, my answer is really none. I don't think baseball is a sport you pay to watch. I think baseball is a sport you watch on the couch. And if you go to the game, you're there for the ambiance. You're there for the atmosphere, the weather, the social aspect. And, of course, baseball is a beautiful audio backdrop. It's peaceful. But there's no must-see guy in baseball. As much as I love Mike Trout, I wouldn't pay to watch him go 2-for-4 with a stolen base. It's just not, baseball's not that kind of sport. To a certain extent, there are very few guys in hockey, but Dahlin would be one. Austin Matthews is another. That Elias Patterson kid out in Vancouver is becoming that. But like, handful of guys, right? NFL, how many guys would you pay to go see? How many guys, when they are in town, you go, you know what? I should go to the game this weekend. NFL-wise, what would it be? Would you pay to watch Aaron Donald? Probably not. Would you pay to watch J.J. Watt? No. And as good as Drew Brees is, as good as, you know, name your favorite quarterback, would you pay to watch him? Probably not. Basketball's the one sport that has these guys that become bigger than the game and that if you don't see them live, you don't get it. If you haven't watched Giannis Antetokounmpo play live, you don't get it. You haven't seen what we're all freaking out about. Or if you haven't seen Anthony Davis play live, LeBron play live, and it doesn't matter where you're sitting. Yeah, the closer the better. But when you watch those guys, it gives you a completely different viewpoint on them, their value, and their exceptional abilities. But it was funny because I always make fun of the Pistons. They don't have a single player I care about watching. They just don't. But the nights that they play a Steph Curry, last Saturday, notwithstanding. Curry was awful. He was rusty first game back. But on the nights that they play a New Orleans, or they play a Milwaukee, or they play a Toronto, or they play a Boston, you get to see these guys. Like tonight, watching that Pistons game, I will make that a part of my evening, because beyond liking basketball, watching Greek Freak play is something that is wholly unique in the world of sports. I mean, if he ever is able to find a jump shot, he will average 30 a night, maybe 35. He's unguardable. He's going to get you, God, I don't know, 20 points in the paint a night. And he's just such a wild athlete, like such a wild player. Like, just wanted to start with it. He's one of the few in all of sports that you could justify going to see live. Like, if the Bucks are playing the Pistons on a cold February night, I could justify going down after work to see him, not to see your ratty team. But how many guys in sports are there, Sully? Like, if you really made that list, who qualifies on the pay-to-watch-him-play list? I don't think that list is very long.
Well, it'd be LeBron, of course, for me specifically. LeBron would be on there. You could throw Durant on there. I'd still put Brady on there just because he's a legend. I'd put Pat Mahomes on there.
See, I would put Mahomes. I wouldn't put Brady. Well, Brady's not impressive to watch
anymore.
But
it's like what we talked about earlier in the season. We went to the Patriots game and we kind of said, hey, probably be the last time to see Brady in person. Let's just go.
And I regretted it.
Well, right, but I'd still probably put Brady on there.
Right.
Mahomes, I definitely would right now.
See, Mahomes is a guy you pay to watch.
He's the one I really would put on there.
I think Odell Beckham Jr. is a guy you want to watch. Saquon Barkley would be a guy you want to watch.
Yep.
But Mike, that list is very short if you make it. And I think it would be populated primarily by NBA players. I think NFL, you'd get some, hockey a couple, no baseball. But
yeah,
that list in all of sports probably doesn't get to 20.
I mean, could you put an Jose Altuve in there? Could you put an Aaron Judge in there?
Not for me.
Aaron Judge, maybe, yes.
To ask people to spend their hard-earned money, I need their skill on full display.
And if anything, it speaks to how well basketball does marketing.
Well, the league's never been better or more interesting.
I'd put Westbrook on there too.
Right. My point is, Mike, I don't think you can get to 20. I think there's 7 or 8 guys in all of basketball that if we really go down to brass tacks, maybe you get to 10 tops, sprinkle in 4 or 5 in football, couple in hockey, get yourself to 20. But that list is not big, but the Pistons are playing one of those guys tonight. Nice later TV start where dinner's done. You can put the kids to bed. It wouldn't hurt for you to give yourself 15 minutes on what you'll see.
Now, are we keeping it to those four, or can I put Tiger Woods on there too?
Mike, you can do whatever you want, because I think my point remains. The NBA's got the market cornered on the sports fans' dollar. When your team stinks, but you'd still go to the arena. When is the next time Milwaukee's here the rest of the year? Like, I would go and watch Greek Freak. And you can't just throw every guy on the list. You got to have a standard. You know, Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons, those are guys I want to watch. Kawhi. You got to be special. Porzingis is one of those guys. There's no precedent in the league for a 7'3" man to have that athleticism and a 3-point shot and affect every jump shot that's taken on the court. It's a very short list. Luka Doncic is in that category. And I will get things wrong, but I have never been more right there. I don't know how Phoenix and Sacramento passed on him. Doncic is unreal. Did you see the step back three he hit last night against the Trailblazers? Mike, he stepped back 6 feet.
Yeah, he's been fantastic.
It was nuts. Kid's 19 years old, and he looks like he's 25. Amazing. But no, I wanted to see if you were thinking what I was thinking. When we boil it down, man, is that number small. And it's why live sporting events are having such a problem right now. You got to convince people to spend their money to watch a product. And if the product in your town just isn't very good, then it's a very finite number of people that are out there that will draw people to your building. That's why it's so important to have those people. Not that Tom Gorris would ever understand that. 248-539-9797. If you want to rip on that, you want to talk about that, cool. 97136, ticket text. I'll get into this stuff with Chris Carter next, if you like. We got an interesting Dave Burkett mailbag to get to, an NFL blitz at 3:30. Just getting warmed up here on a Wednesday.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.